What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, it's your coach, Coach Chance, and guys, super fired up for today's episode. As you guys know, as you guys may or may not know, I just announced on the live stream, I have a free ebook that is specifically designed to show you how I get myself and my clients' results in and out of the gym with putting on lean muscle mass. If you are somebody that wants results and you guys don't know where else to look, I made this free ebook for you. So all you guys have to do, shoot me a message, shoot me the word relentless, and I will know that it is about my free ebook and I will shoot you your free copy. I'd be happy to help you along your fitness journey. So I wanted to put that message out there for you guys, provide you guys with as much free value as possible. If this channel, if this live stream, this podcast is helpful for you and you want a friend or a family member or somebody else to get the same value that you're getting from this live stream and from my page, from my channel, definitely share this podcast to that person, to that friend, to that family member, coworker, whoever it is, so they can get value as well and they can start making the necessary changes and shifts in not only their bodies, but their mindset to get and acquire those goals. So without no further ado, guys, we're going to jump into today's episode, into today's topic, and that is, you guys are afraid to jump. That is the number one reason. That is the number one reason why you are not where you want to be. You're fucking scared. You're letting the fear take over in your mind. Okay. You're letting the fear consume you to such a high level that you're afraid to jump. You're afraid to make that leap. Casey, what's going on, brother? You're afraid to make that leap. And that's why you're not at your goal weight. That's why you haven't hit a 300 bench press. That's why you're not the healthiest that you know you can be. And that's because you have not made that leap. You have not made that jump because you're fucking scared. Because you've been so caught up and so consumed in being who you have been for the last 5, 10, 15 years that you now don't know how to escape that shift. You don't know how to make a shift. You're stuck in the same place. So what I want you guys to do today is make the decision. It's literally, guys, all it comes down to of making this jump and making this commitment and making this investment into yourself is saying that I'm gonna make today the start of my journey. I'm gonna make today the start of a new me. Okay. But first, guys, you have to get extremely fucking clear on your reasoning behind that. You know, we speak about the why, we speak about the reason, we speak about how that's the inner part of the circle. That's the inner part of who we are, down to our core, down to our ground. Okay. So we need to get that reason extremely clear. We need to become absolutely certain for the reason why we're going to start going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week. We need to become absolutely certain for the reason why we're going to spend 4 hours every single week meal prepping. We need to become absolutely certain on our reason why gaining 15 pounds is so fucking important to us. Like, why is it important to you, Casey? Why is it important to you, Luis, Steven, Vinny? I know Vinny's gonna watch the replay. Why is it so important to you that you get to X goal, that you get to X vision, that you accomplish that dream or that you live that new lifestyle? What exactly about that new lifestyle is going to be so great for you? Like how are you going to feel, right? Emotionally, how are you going to feel? Are you going to be less depressed? Are you not going to be as anxious when you're in social settings? Are you going to have the confidence to be in the gym and actually be confident to use the machines or to use the weights or to be confident when you take your shirt off, to feel good in your own skin? Is it going to allow you to be proud when you take your shirt off in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror as you're brushing your teeth before you take a cold shower? Like, what are those reasonings? You have to get extremely clear on those reasonings. Because for the longest time, I wasn't clear on my reason. I wasn't clear on why is it that I want to change? Because the bottom line is you're gonna suffer severe struggle, severe failure, a lot of self-doubt. You're gonna have a lot of lows on your journey. And it's about having that mentality. It's about having the mentality to stay strong during these lows in your journey. Having that ability to make that jump and not just make the jump once, but continue to have that mindset and that mentality to know it's okay to make that jump. That if things aren't working out in your life, it's okay to make another jump, to make another leap, to try something new. We get so caught up in our own heads. We get caught up in getting in the way of our own success. Like, you're the reason. You literally are the reason why you're not where you want to be. It's not your parents' fault. It's not your friend's fault. It's not your teacher's fault. It's not your boss's fault. It's not your kid's fault. It's your fault. You're the reason why you are not where you want to be. Okay? And some of you are not going to like to hear that message, but that is the truth. I'm not where I want to be because of the actions that I fail to take. But that's because I'm still learning. And every single day that I wake up, I make it a point to be extremely disciplined and to make it a point to learn something new to put me in a position I've never been in before. Okay, that's what entrepreneurs do. Entrepreneurs solve problems. Entrepreneurs realize that failure is inevitable. And I'm not saying that everyone listening to this podcast, everyone listening to this live stream is an entrepreneur, nor should you be. Okay, if everyone was an entrepreneur, who's gonna do certain jobs, right? Like, everyone has a certain place in the world, but it's up to you, whatever goal you have, whether that's in the gym with losing weight or gaining weight, gaining more confidence, feeling more mentally strong, crushing your anxiety, feeling like a better version of you, being proud of yourself when you take your shirt off, being proud of how you look, staring back at yourself in the mirror, like that is real awesome shit to be able to make that jump and master yourself. And that's what I want you guys to take away from today's episode. I want you guys to realize that without making that commitment, without making that investment, without actually having the balls to make that jump, having the balls to take that leap, there's going to be no significant change in your life. You're going to continue to run on that hamster wheel. You're going to continue to live that 9-to-5 mentality and lifestyle because you've been so complacent for so long. You've been so complacent with being a fat ass. You've been so complacent with being underweight, with being skinny, with getting bullied, with feeling like shit about yourself, with not being proud of how you look, that you've become okay with it. And that's your fucking problem. Okay. And then we get into a conversation and you want to say that, you know, you just don't have the time, or you just don't have the energy, or that you're a dad, you have 3 kids, or that you're a baseball coach and that you got this, that, and the other thing going on. Your boss is making you work overtime and you don't know what to do. Like, if it's important to you, you will make the time. If it's important to you, you will cultivate the energy needed to accomplish X goal. Okay. You will make the fucking jump. You will take the leap. It's about self-belief. It's about self-mastery. It's about mastering your mind, because everything else follows. Everything, once you master your mind, everything in your life is going to start to become in alignment. Okay? Everything will start to become aligned with your goals. Once you make that decision and say, "Chance, coach, I'm done being complacent. I'm done living the same life. I'm done working the 9-to-5. I'm done having that same comfortable mindset and mentality. I'm ready for a change." I'm going to reply and say, "Well, make the fucking jump. What are you waiting for? Make the jump, take the leap, and go all in. Go all in on yourself. Go all in on your goals. That dream life that you think about at nighttime, possibly, maybe not, and that you envision every single day, that is 100% tangible. That you guys can absolutely achieve that. You just need to go all in, and you need to make the investment and actually believe in your capabilities. Make that belief permanent in your brain. Make that belief at the forefront of your frontal cortex. Make it there. Put a sticky note on your head. Imagine there's a sticky note on your head with that main goal. Think about it every second of every day. Become obsessed. Become insanely obsessed with that goal. Don't be afraid to make the jump and go all in. Guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I will talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.